Bear Podcast 348. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And welcome to episode number 348. It's a December 13th. It's a Monday night.
It's a Monday night. And it's starting to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
And it's really cold. Oh my God. How cold
was
it here?
Baby, it's cold outside.
Mm-hmm. And it was a busy weekend for me. I was in New Orleans for the past few days because there was a tournament.
You had the busy weekend. I had the lazy weekend.
Yeah, you had a lazy weekend. How lazy is lazy? Just stayed home?
Finished up second season of Veronica Mars and started season 3.
Veronica Mars.
Okay. So.
I only know her from Heroes.
Which is my new obsession.
Really? Veronica Mars?
Yeah.
Is it really that good?
I like murder mysteries type stuff. Not like Murder, She Wrote, murder mysteries type stuff. But the stuff that goes on in Veronica Mars, like, it's cute. You know, it's interesting. They have ongoing. They have like the storyline that happens during that episode, and then they have the higher, longer arc that goes on through the season. So it's pretty good about how stuff jumps around and stuff. I like it. I'm surprised that the show didn't go faster, longer than 3 seasons. So.
I guess it got canceled. Nobody liked it. Maybe. Well, let me see. It's like I said, it's a whole weekend of softball for me and a couple of friends, and
so what was
I'm really
going on
sore.
In New Orleans?
It was really cold. What? Let me see. It's actually what happened there is the Bourbon Street Classic softball tournament.
And that's when y'all had to drink a fifth of bourbon before you played, correct?
Probably in the evening after all the games.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we placed fifth in the D division, so we're okay. No one's got hurt. That's good. But it's really fun. It's really fun to play against. People from other cities. There were people from San Francisco, from Dallas, from Austin, and a few in.
Is this all gay teams?
Yes, it is a gay team. It's a gay softball tournament.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think you're only allowed one or two straight people in your team.
Oh, so, breeders.
So if you have three,
well, you gotta have somebody that's been the catcher.
Yeah, that's right. So if you have three straight people, all you have to do is make out to the third guy. He's now gay. So that's what we do. Okay. But that's the whole weekend. It's and I'm really sore right now. And painkillers really help.
I just wouldn't be so far. Did you go to the bathhouse while you were down there?
No, we didn't. No. It would have been cold to go out. I would have been wearing a jacket with a towel on. Yeah, but it's about 37 degrees. It went down that cold. And we were playing in the cold. It's really... I didn't like it. But anyway, today is a special episode because we have a guest. We have a guest from Columbus, Ohio. His name is Coley, and he is the founder of Growler, the app for iPhone. And Ray and I actually tried it out. I've been using it for a week now, and it's pretty good. And I got messages from my friends already who are on it.
Yeah, the rest of y'all got to hit me up because I just got it loaded and getting my profile set up. So hit me up, bitch. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, check up in the grounder. Okay, so here's the interview with Coley.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah,
so what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Sorry,
Wolf, what a beer.
Let's do this, Ray.
Sorry, I'm looking at profiles. I cannot be disturbed right now.
Okay. Yes,
why are all the cute ones in Austin? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know how it is. Ray is always surfing and everything. So, before we go on, I would like to welcome our guest for today. His name is Coley, and he's the founder of Growler. Okay, so welcome to the show, Coley.
Thank you.
Yes, and okay, first of all, we were doing this, talking about in the pre-show that you live in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
And okay, so did you you've lived there all your life or?
transplanted
well, actually,
there?
Well, I actually grew up in upstate New York, but I've been in Columbus for so long. I've lived here for the past 16 years. I just say that I live in Columbus, Ohio now.
Ah, I see. Okay. Columbus, so you were there during the Gay World Series. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. I was there. I was there for a week for that. My team played, but we lost. But yeah, it's,
oh,
it's fun.
You were playing softball. That's awesome.
Yeah, I played softball there. Do you play softball? Were you in the Bear team there?
No, I'm actually one of the softball players, but I went to some of the games. It was a lot of fun. I have a lot of friends that are on the team, and softball is really big here in Columbus, Ohio. So, like, there's pretty much like a large portion of the Bear community plays on the softball teams. There's actually a Bear softball team called the Grizzlies that has that's probably one of the biggest Bear softball teams that we have here.
Yeah, Ray. Actually, many years ago, probably 5 or 6 years ago, there was one here in Houston, also the Grizzlies. But you know, it was short lived.
It was short lived.
It was short lived.
Yeah.
Ray would have played, but anyway. No, so that
Ray wouldn't. Ray doesn't play sports.
Okay.
I could be a cheerleader on the side.
Yes, with pom-poms.
I look great in a mini kilt.
Yes. That's right, Cole. You should see him in a kilt. Okay. Let's talk about Growler. Okay. So, what inspired you? In the creating Growler?
Well, I've been a software programmer for a really, really long time. Like, I went to school for computer science and engineering and stuff like that, and I graduated back in '93. So I've been programming for a long time now, and I've been involved with other gay social networking sites before. Like back in the first internet boom, I founded a company called. It's kind of old. It's still around, but it's not as popular as it used to be. There was a company called Out in America, and they had cities like all over the country. They had like Out in Dallas and Out in Columbus and Out in New York, and they had presence in every major city. And that was like kind of one of the first internet websites. It wasn't specifically for the Bear community, but it was definitely for the gay community. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of fun doing that. Me and my first husband were actually the co-founders of that group, and when we kind of split, we kind of split the business too, so I'm no longer involved with that. But I did enjoy working for myself, and I decided I was going to do it again. So like when the iPhones came out and the App Store kind of took off and everyone was starting to make money in it again, I saw that as like an opportunity.
Yes,
sure.
Just like any so, other iPhone app maker. Okay, so go ahead.
So I started writing some iPhone apps, and I had some really good success. Like there's a couple apps I wrote mainly to do with Facebook. Like a while back, I had an app called Unfriended, and you know how like when you're on Facebook and you can tell that your numbers are going down, but it never tells you who actually unfriended you. Well, my app would tell you, and it was doing really great and stuff like that, and things were chugging along. I was making all sorts of money on it, and then one day I get a phone call from Facebook's lawyer.
Oh, really?
They were actually not very nice to me. They called me and they told me I had to like cease and desist immediately, and it was a violation of my developer contract with them to inform people who unfriended them.
Oh, really?
And I also had, yeah, it was terrible. Wow. I was so upset that day. And
I was about to ask. I wanted to get it. I want to see who's those assholes who've been unfriending me.
Well, it was terrible because they had a couple other apps that were for sale through Facebook too, and they pulled the plug not just on that one, but on all of them. Mm-hmm. So I decided after that, I was like, okay, I don't want to rely on other people's services anymore. I don't want to count on Facebook. I want this to be something that I've written for myself. And the Bear community is very, very important to me. I love being active in it. I love being a Bear. I love the sense of community. I love just being a part of something that I just feel like I really belong. And I started working on a Bear app. Like at the time, like the major social networking app was Grindr.
Mm-hmm.
And
Ray's big into
Bear,
that. right.
Grindr is fun, but I'm sure you guys have been on it. There was never, it was mostly like twinks. There was no one, I'm definitely a Bear, so there was no one there
not our type.
Not my type. I wasn't their type and vice versa and stuff like that. So I started working, I thought it would be a great idea to have one that was more like Bear specific. And so I actually started working on it, and lo and behold, like as I'm in the middle of it, Scruff comes out with their application, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh no, they beat me to it and stuff like that. And at the time, I was like, Well, it was actually kind of good that they came out. I mean, because I'm on it. I love it. It's a great application. But it was the application that I was working on. They actually did a better job than what I was doing. And I was so discouraged. For a while, I thought, I'll just scrap it. I won't do it anymore. And then a friend of me told me, I should keep doing it. Because there's all sorts of competition out there. There's all sorts of different gay websites. There's all sorts of different bear websites, and there can be more than one. It's good to have competition. So I listened to him, and I started working on it again. And it actually inspired me to make a better product, I think. So, I mean, if I'm going to release a product, I'm going to make sure it has at least the same features as, any of the competitors plus a few more. Otherwise, it's kind of pointless to do it. So,
yeah.
So I worked really hard on it.
you did a good job on it. And I did notice that it's pretty fast. It's really quick
yes, it
to
does,
load.
It works pretty well.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a lot of the positive feedback I've been getting. Right now, the membership is still growing. We're still getting new signups every day. They're getting more and more every day. And
are you free to say what's your number right now? What's the number?
Right now, the app's been out for about 2.5 weeks, and right now we're about 3,000 members,
and growing.
And it's growing. It's growing, but it's growing fast. Every week we get more and more signups. Every day, actually, we get more and more signups than the day before. So it's going really good. And to give you an idea, what Apple does is they have rankings for all their different applications that they have available.
Mm-hmm.
And the category for this one is obviously social networking, and that's the one that Grindr and Scruff and a bunch of the other ones belong to. And to give you an idea, right now, Scruff is they're listed at out of all the hundreds of thousands of social networking apps, they're rated number 120 or something close to that.
Oh wow.
And mine is rated 170. So we're actually very close to each other as far as
ranking,
the popularity of the app. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So my numbers are growing just as fast as theirs. So it's
eventually it will grow,
Yeah,
that's right.
It's getting up there. It's doing really well so far, and I think there's a lot of advantages of it. The speed, definitely. I know that one of the issues with some of the competitors is, sometimes messages don't get delivered, or sometimes it's kind of slow. And, I have a lot of experience doing this. This is my day job. I do this all the time. So, Growler is that's my second job, basically. And, I optimize it for speed as much as possible. And it's going really fast right now, and I'm not even at 1% of the potential, user load that I can handle at this point. So it's going to stay fast and efficient for with lots of growth to come. So I think it'll be good.
Yeah. So let me ask you, what makes this different from other chat programs on the iPhone?
Well, I'm on it all the time, and I was talking with one of the users, and they didn't know who I was or anything like that, but we were having a conversation, and he's like, I love this app. If Scruff and Facebook had a love child, it would be called Growler.
Growler.
And
oh yeah, Ray, that's what you said, Ray.
Yeah,
it's like a cross. Yeah.
Yeah, it brings more of a social networking aspect to it. And I thought one of the things that was lacking in some of the competitors was you have all the profiles for sure, but one of the advantages mine has is that it also has a listing for all the bear runs and different bear parties. And
yes, that's what makes it different.
And I
like the way it's easier to send those to you guys.
Yeah, yeah. I just click on it,
fill out the information, and emails it.
Yep, and I get updates every day, and I update it once a night. I get them through the day, and at the end of the day, I add them all in, and I get stuff from all over the world. It's crazy. We kind of think of, in the U.S., we kind of think of the gay community and the bear community being, America-centric, but, the cool thing about the app is it's all over the world.
Yeah,
and
because the Asians have already taken it over.
Yeah, it's crazy. The app's actually even more popular in the Asian countries than it is in the U.S.-speaking countries right now. And it's really – it kind of surprised me at first because I never really think of that, And but it was very true. It's funny. It's ranked really, really high in Thailand and Taiwan and Indonesia right now.
I noticed that there's a lot of
speaking my lingo
there. Yeah, there's lots of chasers and panda bears coming out. Yeah,
yeah, okay. Definitely.
Yeah. So, how about in the future? What else? What enhancements are you gonna do? Or you're still waiting for people to give you feedback, or what's going on?
Well, there's definitely gonna be a few minor bug fixes for sure. And in the future, we can probably look for stuff like I think I'd like to enhance like the private photos a little bit. Like maybe add something more like an album that's available that you can unlock for people. Mm-hmm. And I was also thinking, I had an idea, and this is more of a revenue generator. I was thinking to be able to offer priority placement in the local listings. Mm-hmm. You know how there's a section for like, you know, people nearby you and stuff. I was thinking I could offer like, you know, if you pay like, you know, $1 or something like that, you can appear at the top of the list for your city or something like that. Because that definitely helps get like, you know, a lot more attention and stuff. And people have been asking me about that too.
Mm-hmm. I got a question. If when I clicked on Neobar earlier, a bunch of pictures popped up, but I don't think they were online. Is that correct?
Which part are you talking about?
I was in the bear part and I clicked on nearby and it brought up a bunch of people that were close to me. Just because there are pictures there doesn't mean they're on, correct?
Correct. Like if you click on the nearby tab, like it'll show you all the users that are, when they last logged in, were near to your present location.
Oh, okay.
If there's an orange box around their profile, that means they're currently online.
Okay.
Ah, okay.
So that's how you can tell the difference.
Okay,
it's just so cool. So, so people who want to give suggestions, of course, everyone's open to suggestions. How can they contact you? They just look for you in Grindr, sorry, in Growler.
Well, I like to try and stay fairly anonymous when I'm in Growler, just because I like to get honest feedback and I don't like to solicit it too much.
Put race picture in. So, and then say,
well, nobody's going to look at my picture since I loaded the app. I mean, nobody's going to view my profile.
You just did it for a few minutes now.
It's been about an hour.
Okay, I'll look at you. I'll look at your picture, Ray. Okay, Ray, let me
because
look at
I was loading it, and then I walked the dog, and I cooked dinner, and then I added put all my notes on the profile. And I'm still not done. I just threw it in there to play around with it. So.
Okay, right now in Asia, it's around what time? It's very early in the morning, I guess. So people are still waking up. If there are people from Asia who wanted to look at your profile, Ray. And right now it's kind of late. It's about past 8 already here in Houston. So maybe they're just busy. Wait for it tomorrow. Maybe you'll get a surge of messages. Oh, by the way, I remember there's this part that is, you know, comments. What is that? Like I like you and stuff like that.
Oh, and so when you got to woof at somebody, like if you woof at somebody, you
you're woof at someone.
Yeah. Woof, or I like you, or you're so hot. Was it Coley? You're so hot. I drank your bath water.
That really cracked me up. That's really crude. I it really cracked me up. All the messages there.
We tried to introduce an element of humor to it. So like one night, me and my boyfriend were sitting around and we were trying to think of funny things to say in there. And we went out to. There's like these pickup line websites, and there's a lot of them that were really good. And we tried to pick up some of the ones we thought were maybe a little bit geared more towards gay men and bears specifically. There's one in there that says, "I lost my teddy bear. Will you sleep with me?"
Yes, I like that one.
But I think it's cute. So,
it's
I got
cute.
A question for you too. I'm on the iPhone on your iPhone page in the iTunes store. Who's Tony? Uh-huh. You need to introduce me.
Oh,
he's one of the. I actually met him when the app first came out. He was one of the first people to sign up, and we've been chatting off and on for a little bit. He's a really nice guy.
Oh,
I see.
Oh, well. We don't have guys like that in Houston.
Yeah, it's funny. Like the screenshot in there was like a list of like my current friend list and stuff. So I have a lot of the people on there. Like, you know, most of them I know pretty well and stuff like that. But there's a few people that I met through Growler, and I asked them if it was okay if I could use their photo. And most of them were like, "Yeah, that'd be great."
Mm-hmm. Now you got a different couple different sections here. You got bears, which we can go view other bears. You got your message section. You got a place where you can see who's viewed you. You can check in too. So, yep. What does that run off of?
That runs off. Are you familiar with Foursquare?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You use the Foursquare engine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So. It's based of all the Foursquare locations. So basically, any place that's available on Foursquare is a place that you can check in through Growler as well.
Okay. All right. Cool. Mm-hmm. I like the events and the bars and profile. What's notes? Yeah. Is that so you can make notes about users or people you've talked to?
Yeah, you can keep track of notes. Like, say, like somebody gives you like a phone number to call them at or an email address or something like that. You can put that into your notes section, and then you can delete the conversation that you had, but you still have a record of some of the stuff you don't want to get rid of.
Yeah. Or Ray, if you did hook up, you say good or bad. You know.
What do you mean? I don't ever hook up. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're
saying. It can be whatever you want.
I did not hook up. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ray, your black book. It's pretty big. Okay. So what's your website? Probably, people can be directed to it. So.
The website for the app is www.growlerapp.com.
Yes, that's without an E, Growler.
Yeah, Growler, Growlr.
Oh, you're lucky to get that. It's a Growler app. Okay, we'll put the links on the website for our listeners to check out and download. And it's for free. It's a free app.
Yes, it is for free. It will always be for free.
It'll always be for free. You don't have any plans in the okay.
Nope. There may be some features that you can buy, but the service itself will always be for free. And I might come out with there's banner ads in it too, and I might come out with a version that is banner free that you have to pay like a one time fee for or something.
Mm-hmm. Did it give you a hard time? Did Apple give you a hard time having it approved?
Well, there was a couple of I submitted it twice. The first time it got rejected, which is kind of common when you submit apps to Apple. And the reason they rejected it was I originally had a section on there for bear videos. And what it did is it would go out to YouTube and search for, you know, gay bear videos and bring back a list, and you can play them through the application and stuff like that. And they rejected the application because of that, because they said that the content was inappropriate, even though I thought it was kind of funny because the YouTube has like, you know, safe search filters, and they were turned on, and they still said it was inappropriate. Mm. So I think they were being a little strict on that.
Well, I saw that you can send a voice message, and I was wondering if there would ever be a way to send a video message.
That's a possible enhancement I was thinking about too. There's other apps, like, have you heard of, there's an app called Knocking that's really good for doing video chat. I was thinking about at some point in the future, like adding a feature like that as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be great to have a personal message if you play something or play a video or even an audio, and then, you know, just making moans or everything.
The only thing with that, you know how the bears are. You'll have to go through and look at all have an X-rated video check every now and then. Because we know iPhone doesn't like nudity.
No. They're very strict. Like, and actually, all the photos that get uploaded, I have to personally approve every single one of those. I have 24 hours to approve those.
Are you a one man machine on this one? You're doing it all alone.
Yep, I am. I'm the creator and owner and moderator.
Oh my god, that's gonna be hard.
Yeah. But you doing this, is the picture seen before you approve it?
No, the way that Apple works is you're allowed to upload it immediately, but then you have up to 24 hours to review it and, you know, potentially take it down is what I do. So I check it all throughout the day just because it's fun to see all the photos come in.
Well, that's awesome. Like, so you get fun because you get to see who all signing up. It's like, oh, he's hot.
Exactly. Oh yeah. It's so funny. Like, they come in like all the time, and I'll bring out my phone and I'll check it all the time. And like, I'll be with like friends and stuff like that, and I'll pull out my phone and I'm like, oh my god, check out this guy, he's so hot. It's fun being a moderator. The ones that are, you know, I have to, like, say are not appropriate, like, that, you know, it's great because I still get to see them.
Yeah.
So if I were you, I would, you know, if I were in your place, you know, I would just, you know, I would disapprove it, you know, unapprove it because it's not appropriate, but I'll keep it for myself. It's going to be in my collection.
I can either confirm or deny that I may or may not do that.
disclaimer.
I got a great suggestion for you since it's coming up in about 8 months. Well, yeah, 8 months now. Is that a section so everybody that's going to Comic-Con can meet the bears there?
Oh, you can have a growler party. Actually. Yeah.
Because that grinder is used for that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because on there you can tell how far they're away from you.
But in this case, it's going to be Growler, so it's going to be. There's a lot. It's a bear run. Comic Con. Do you go to Comic Con?
Comic Con is a geeky bear run. Yes,
it's a bear run already. So that'd be great. That'd be great. But anyway, so Coley, we're running out of time, and it's really great having you in the show, and it's good to get to know you a bit and tell our listeners about your iPhone app. It'd be great for our listeners to try it out.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me to talk about it on the show. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
So everybody out there listening, if you want to check out the Growler app, go to growlerapp.com without an E. And that's the best way to contact you, Coley, right now?
Yep. There's a link on there at the bottom for email, which is support@growlerapp.com as well.
Okay. Right. Is this only on iPhone right now?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Do you have plans for other platforms?
I definitely want to expand to the Android. That's probably the number one most asked question that I get in support is when is it coming to the Android? And I definitely have plans for that. I can't say, when it'll be available, but it's definitely in the works right now.
All right. So that's good to hear that you're expanding. Okay. So thank you again, Coley. And thank you for being in the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Coley, for being in the show, and I hope you guys enjoyed the interview about the Growler app. If you guys are iPhone users, and many people, Ray, there's about more than 300 or 400 people downloading this on the iPhone, so or on the iTunes platform. But it's Growler app, and go to growlerapp.com for more details. It's a growler without an E, so it's very web 2.0 like. So check him out. It's very nice to talk to Coley and
Tony, if you're listening to the show, give me a call.
Tony's the one you saw on
Tony's the one on their app page. It's like,
oh really? Okay,
a little muscle. Right.
there you go. Okay, so on with our topics for today. So you have an article here, Ray.
I have an article here. Not only do we have gay-friendly hotels now, we have the ultra-gay hotels that are coming out.
Ultra. Why is it ultra?
Because they're catered specifically for gay folks.
Mm-hmm.
I got this article from Time. So I'm plagiarizing off them. Ha-ha. Uh-huh. It's the Lord South Beach Hotel opened last month in Miami. It's an absolute vodka-partnered bar. And all this other gay stuff is a 53-room Art Deco confection, which is located a block from South Beach's main gate. Can we start all this over a minute?
Okay. No, it's going in everything.
cut this out. Let's stop.
All
right, let's start.
So, okay. Go ahead. Just keep going.
Okay. The article's about the Lord South Beach Hotel, which opened last month in Miami. It's a Art Deco inspired hotel, 53 rooms. Its bar is an Absolute Vodka partnered bar lookalike. So Absolute had some design in it. It's about a block away from South Beach's main gay beach and is billing itself as the country's first large scale design driven gay hotel, not just gay friendly, but gay through and through. The hotel worked with Out Magazine to develop a concierge app listing top local LGBT hotspots and asked Levi's to custom design its gray and white jean uniforms.
Wow.
It is preparing to launch its own social network so that guests can check each one of out. So now there are gay hotels.
That's true.
But they're usually, which are usually accustomed to more clothing optional stuff.
So this is not clothing optional?
No, this is not clothing optional. This is just a gay...
Then what's the point then?
Well, that's so gay people can go to Miami Beach and feel like they're home. I mean, everybody there is gay. So.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, well, I'm gonna understand that there are, because I know couples who are not comfortable being nude. In front of other people, so I don't know.
There's also in Florida. There's what is the name of the hotel?
Parliament.
No, the Fort Lauderdale's Royal Palms. It's reopening after after expanding from a 12-room gay-friendly guest house to a 62-room boutique hotel that caters to an all-male clientele who prefer a clothing optional environment.
Ooh, nice!
So it has a spa, cafe, bar, gym. Florida's Royal Palms Resort and Spa is marketing itself as North America's biggest full service, in quotes. I'm doing quotation marks on my fingers if y'all can't see me. Gay retreat, but it won't retain that title for long because in 2011, Manhattan will usher in the Out NYC, a massive 90,000 square foot urban resort close to Times Square.
That's a very tight place to put a I guess Times Square is really near Times Square.
Yes, it's
right. Serious?
Yeah.
Gosh, that'd be so.
It's gonna be close to Times Square, so I mean these hotels, instead of just hotels being in it for anybody, these are pretty much focused at getting the gay folks in the door, which usually means they're probably gonna be expensive.
That usually is, and of course you have to be pet friendly too, right?
Yep. So.
But don't you have that problem, Ray? Because you have Buddy.
Buddy doesn't travel too well, so Buddy usually gets left at home.
Ah, okay. Too bad. To all listeners out there, Ray has an Italian greyhound.
Yeah.
It's a very cute, small
Italian greyhound. But a lot of people travel with their dogs, and a lot of hotels do allow dogs at the hotels now. So I don't know what their charge is for that, but I do know that some of the hotels, especially on where there's a lot of RV traffic through them, they're more apt to allow pets because the people are coming, they travel, and they have the pets. So,
well, that's good. It's
let's see. Oh, wait a minute. Here's some. The Lord's Hotel, the room rates begin at $159 a night.
That's cheap, I guess, if it's going to be in that location.
Well, yeah, that's cheap for that location. In New York, $250 a night. That's not bad for not too far from Times Square.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
Times Square. Mm-hmm. Haven't been there for a long time. But yeah, okay. That's interesting.
But it's interesting. I mean, it's finally coming around that people are actually saying, okay, we're a gay hotel.
Mm-hmm. So there's a big rainbow flag in front. Yeah.
Yeah, so
that'd be good.
I mean, there are gay hotels out there, but I mean, these are specifically built, renovated, mainstream hotels that were built for gay folks.
You know, there's going to be themed rooms there, like a sling room.
No, that's more the adult some of the other adult clienteles. Oh my God, I just got a message on Growler from Hot Asian.
Oh really? You got a call?
I finally got a message. Yeah.
Wait, let me check mine. Somebody's messaging me. Let me see. How come people are messaging you? Nobody likes me. We're doing a show. Oh, I have to go on airplane mode for a while because we're recording. I don't want to.
Cut it back off when I was fixing Patrick a little while ago.
What did he say?
I say, Angel.
Come on, let's see. It's this is live. Live right now.
36 seconds ago. One message.
Did he say?
Hot.
Oh, it's okay. Did he say the teddy bear
Asian
thing?
It's kind of cute, little Asian boy.
Message him back. Is it one of those standard messages, or is it a real
I think
message?
I think it's one of those.
Okay.
But he's right. In Korea. He's 5'8", 173 pounds.
See, Coley's right. Everybody's in – all the chasers
are – I'm in the wrong country.
That's right.
So he's looking for friends, bears, cubs, and muscle bears.
There you go. There's more – there are more chasers in other – well, of course, I guess. I imagine they're in Asia. Anyway, okay. So how about – let's continue on. How about our question of the day?
What's our question of the day?
What's your question of the day, Ray?
Hang on. I got distracted here on Growler. Let me cut it off before getting a recording.
Airplane mode.
And then everybody will be blaming me because they're static in the line. Mm. When really it's Maynard's recording.
Yep.
So my question of the day. I was reading an article on CNN today that was talking about how people have lost their privacy due to the internet. And the question is, how do you feel about not having a private life because of the internet? Because all you got to do is go Google somebody and you can get tons of crap back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and the article goes into depth about Googling somebody and it pulled back where the specific person, where it showed how much she paid for a breast pump, where she was in the hospital, all this other information that's kind of what I thought.
That comes up, right?
That comes up. And I thought that should have been more private information. But that's what the article is talking about. There is no privacy anymore. As soon as you do something on the internet, you're there.
People are giving up privacy, their information, whatever condition that they have, or yeah, they just say everything because they get something for free, like a discount here or a coupon there. If you just give out your name and address and your phone number, you know, you're being data mined.
Yeah.
And
I just typed in Hugh Bear Dad.
Uh huh.
And there's 10 pages on me.
Oh really?
Yeah.
How about me? Because I use BR Chase a lot, so let me try BR Chase right now. Let's see. Oh, LiveJournal, Facebook.
There's 10 pages on you too.
That's right. Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess. Yeah. That's why I don't use my whole name. I don't use my whole name online and stuff like that. So it's really easy to pinpoint my name. So I don't like being too exposed like that myself.
So you don't want people to know that your last name's Panda.
Mm-hmm. That's right. My last name is Panda. Nard Panda. Yeah, it's really easy to give up your information just to get something for free.
That's why you use Hugh Bear Dad for everything.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of my online personality.
Yeah, your first name is Hugh Bear and your last name is Dad.
Yep.
There you go.
So, but yeah. You know, it's kind of interesting. The more we put out there, and you know, and it's becoming where you can't really survive or do most things without the internet. I mean, it's getting that way. I mean, pretty much most of the country now has internet or access to the internet. So, it's, you know, it's kind of one of those things. Big Brother's watching and people can go data mine from you and they can steal your information and screw up your credit history and do all kind of stuff now. So, yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, I guess with the advent of Facebook and sites like that, people have gotten where they put, I mean, we got friends that they post. I mean, they pretty much post when they're wiping their butt in the bathroom.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you're following people's lives around and people are enjoy sharing their lives more that way. But you also kind of lose that anonymity.
That's right.
I mean, because, you know, it's going to be a CSI, if there already hadn't been one, or there's somebody that gets murdered and the guy almost gets away with it until they found out he checked in at the house the same time of the murder.
That's kind of stupid. Facebook. After murdering someone, they checked in on Foursquare. Okay, that's good.
So, you know, it's kind of smart.
Yeah, so one of these days. Well, then it's good then because they're trackable, right?
They're trackable, but I mean, you know, if a lot of the apps tell you where you are. I mean, I can sit in my house and cut on Grindr or Scruff or some of the others, and I know that there's a guy sitting with 2,000 feet of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, I could go stalk him if I wanted to, if he was really hot and nice cut little Latino boy that with a nice shaved head, you know, and he won't even pay me the time of day when he gets out of his truck and walks to his apartment. I could go stalk him because I know where he's at now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how it is, especially if they check in.
But you don't have to check in. You log on and
see where they are.
Yeah, and you can almost go track where people are. I mean, I can sit here and tell by the people around me, even though I don't know who they are, about where they live. Because I know the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So,
you actually stalked someone before?
Yeah.
No.
I had a stalker before.
You had a stalker? Oh, my God.
I had a stalker. I told you about Lyle.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, it's just interesting. I mean, it's what we give up and what we do. And
it's kind of scary.
You know, Rafa used to give me a hard time because I used to check in on Scruff. And it would show up on my, because I had Scruff in Facebook, and it would show up on my Facebook, and it shows me checking in on Scruff at a location. And Rafa was like, why do you want everybody to know that you're on Scruff? And I'm like, why not?
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of those things. I was letting people know more about me.
No, that's the point. I don't like Facebook. I don't like linking everything to each other, like Scruff linking to Facebook or Facebook linking to this and that. Or it's my personal choice. I want them all separate, so I don't want my apps talking to each other and sharing each other's information.
But that just goes to prove how big Facebook is, that people are programming their stuff so it can.
That is true. So that's one of the reasons why. Oh, that's one of the avenues how my sister found me. I just Googled my name and she found me on the Houston Area Bears website. It's just so easy. This is a couple of years ago when my sister found out that I was gay. That's how pretty much she found out that I'm gay, because she was looking at the Houston Air Bears website, looking, these bears wearing, you know, just
it's like,
the beach,
you know,
parties.
It's kind of hard to hide it anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to an event and people are taking pictures, and like even at Bear Watch, we ask, if you don't want your picture, if you don't want to be in our official pictures of the weekend, let us know. And some people have come up and said, no, I don't want to be on them. So we won't put them on the HAB site. But then there's 10 other sites, Facebook, people's private websites and stuff, that they post every picture they took at Bear Watch.
Yeah, that's
from ass to mouth shots to walking around the pool naked to two guys making out and all kind of stuff. And there you are, and somebody finds your picture online and, you know.
Yeah, those compromising pictures.
Yeah.
There was one particular one person that I know that we will not name that started all this, and that's why we have policies like that. No picture.
But still, I mean, there's pictures taken at the beach and outside. And
oh, those are fine. Yeah, the beach.
Well, not necessarily, because there are people there that are probably not out and don't want their face to be seen. But somebody puts their picture, starts posting pictures from Bear Watch on Facebook, pretty much everybody in the world has access to them.
That's why I always ask whenever I take pictures. You know, me being Asian, I always take pictures, and I always ask if I can take a picture of you, and it will be on the website. It will be on this website. It's gonna be public.
The first thing I asked somebody that I've been recently dating, I was like, "Your family doesn't know you're gay, do they?" And they were like, "No," because they had linked to my Facebook profile. And I said, you might want to link my profile, because I post a lot of stuff, and a lot of stuff gets posted for HAB, the show, the Hot Ethic Men website, and everything going on there. So you might not want them to be able to look through my stuff and see that. Because one look at me, they're going to say, oh, queen, girl, you go.
He's the gay.
It's one of them gays. So,
gays.
You know, and then it's that whole thing. It's like, you know, somebody takes took a picture of us at a birthday party and they posted it on Facebook.
And then birthday party, and there's a drag queen beside you, and there you are.
So, but then, you know, somebody's mom says, well, who's the guy with the beard and the picture on you on Facebook?
Yeah. What do you do? What does he say?
You know, it's just like, what do you do? So, and just because your mom doesn't have a Facebook profile, don't mean the other bitches in the beauty parlor with her don't.
Yeah. People always ask, oh, I saw that picture of you with that bearded guy.
So who is he? So, I mean, you lose a lot of privacy about posting and sharing your life with people. And I understand what Facebook does for people. I mean, like, if I post stuff on there, my family can see it back home, which is kind of scary, because some of the stuff I posted on there, and I told them, I said, look, this is, if y'all link to me, just so you know, there's going to be stuff posted on y'all might not be happy about. But if you don't like it, unfriend me.
Have they seen you in your Goldilocks costume before?
I don't know. I don't think those pictures are on Facebook, as far as I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's why. That's pretty much something that I'm always aware of. But whatever, I'm okay. I'm pretty open. I mean, I'm pretty open, and I don't mind people taking
know,
pictures of me.
God forbid my mom get on XTube.
Oh, good God, no!
She
might look at your pic. Oh, that's right. Ooh. That'll be interesting. But anyway, okay. So what do you guys think? Email us if you have any privacy stories that was violated for you. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe some stories.
Or how many of y'all been outed?
Horror stories.
Yeah, or how many of y'all been outed because somebody saw a picture of you on a website or a friend site that was gay and it was very obvious what you were doing? Has that happened to anybody out there that's listening to us? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah, 206-222-BEAR. Yeah, call us. Okay, so let's move on to our feature for today. Who is our feature, Woof What a Bear?
Our feature, Woof What a Bear, today is Kevin. Kevin lives in New Jersey. He's 45 years old. Kevin stands 5'6" and weighs 175 to 185, depending on his carbohydrate intake that week. So, okay. He has an athletic build and is hairy or furry, depending on which regional standards you go by, and sports a goatee.
Maybe he manscapes a lot. Okay, go ahead.
His head is shaved and he is HIV negative, and no reason to be otherwise. His glucose is 95. His HDL cholesterol is 43. His LDL cholesterol is 103. His triglycerides are 229. Oh. Kevin shares his birthday with Rosemary's Baby, who you may remember was the Antichrist. So he's often believed to be the Antichrist. He is also the only afterbirth who ever lived, which may explain the possibility of him being the Antichrist. Kevin is a theater professional. He writes and composes, and his favorite quote is, "Jane, stop this crazy thing." You can contact Kevin on Scruff or Bear 411. He's on Bear 411 at Kevin, Kev NNJ. So it's KEVNNJ is where you can hit him up on Bear 411.
I see. Okay, interesting. I can't see things like this, right? Even his HDL levels are online. Oh my gosh. Well, this is from him, right?
So he's okay. He posted that. That's on his Bear 411 profile. That's
okay.
Posted that off of. So.
My cholesterol level is, but he's healthy. Look at that, 103 cholesterol. Yeah. His HDL is 43. It's pretty high. Okay. I'm impressed. I think you're healthier than I am, Kevin. Okay, so that's Kevin, I guess. You just check him out in Bear 411. Okay, moving on. How about some geek stuff? If you guys are into iPhone apps, of course, besides Growler that we featured for today, I've been addicted lately for the past week or so with Words with Gays. Sorry. Words with Friends. Words
Is this like Scrabble?
It is Scrabble. It's exactly like Scrabble.
Okay. Because I know some people that are playing this, and they're playing with people all over the world. They just pick up a game, and they've been playing. And actually, a couple people I know, they've made some really good friends doing this. And they sit there, and they're playing with somebody that's on the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that's what happened to me. I was playing with someone, and... And it was a she. It's really random, some of them. And she said she was asking, where is she from? She's from California. And then the asked me, where is she? I'm from Texas. And there's another player that who's from Toronto. And yeah, it's pretty cool. You can play with anyone in the world, and continue playing with them if you want to. Like if you want to get back at them, you can do a rematch and stuff like that. The rules are simple. It's Scrabble. It's Scrabble. What else? Yeah. And it's pretty impressive. It's because you can have multiple games at the same time and just play whenever you want. It's not like you go online and wait for the other person to answer back or play his turn. And then you can do that, but it could take probably days.
Games go on forever.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's okay because you have a dozen more other games, you know, with other people. So that's okay. You just play with friends. With your local friends or random people.
Playing with other people is always better than playing with yourself.
That's right. Exactly. Going solo is not so good. Another iPhone app that I would like to recommend is Infinity Blade. It's kind of pricey. It's about $5. It's like WoW. The graphics are just super awesome, and it's really detailed, and it's like I said, it's like WoW. It's like World of Warcraft, but you have a sword, you level up, and you walk around, you fight evil.
Oh, this is a role-playing game, huh?
It's a role-playing game. It's
something Drake cannot do.
Yeah, I think you can. You know, 3GS? Yeah, you can do it.
I cannot do this. I cannot do online role-playing games.
No, you can't.
God did not give me the patience to play online role-playing games.
But anyway, so yeah, Infinity Blade. That's one of the games that it's very good at graphics. And I think this even beats Rage. What is it? Rage HD. Yeah, Rage HD. Yeah, that's the game the game that I play. But yeah, if you guys have any iPhone apps that you'd like to recommend, just like Growler, email me. Email us, show@bearpodcast.com, and tell us your suggestions if you have.
This weekend, that's one thing I did after Lights in the Heights. I went over to Wayne's to we had tiramisu and we watched Legion. But while we were waiting on everybody to get there, we played a game on his Sony GameStop.
PS3.
Oh, and it was a shoot 'em up game with the little like lightsaber things that you play with.
Uh-huh.
I kicked his ass.
Oh, really?
And Wayne was like, "How can you shoot so good?" I said, "I'm a Baptist."
So that's what it
takes. And I looked at him. I really said, I said, "Wayne, I'm from the South and I'm Baptist."
Mm-hmm. That explains everything. That's right. Yeah,
I'm part Baptist. I'm mixed. I come from a mixed family. Part Baptist, part Methodist.
Maybe you're Baptist by injection.
No.
No. Okay. Okay. So maybe next time we should go to Wayne's and play one of those games.
You wanted to play some. It was actually fun, except my finger got sore because you were shooting the thing so much. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, moving on.
Okay,
folks. Bear Podcast has been nominated for the Best of the Bears again on the Complete Bear. Please go vote for us. It's open until January 1st, right?
I think it's the last day of the year, December 31st, I think.
On December 31st, so yeah. Go vote for us. Go to thecompletebear.com, and there's a link on our website. You can go vote for us. Please let us win. Please, please,
please.
You can vote once a day, right?
Yeah, well, I think they remember you.
Oh, does it?
Already voted. But just try anyway. Just keep voting if you can.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have people, you know.
Yeah, get your grandma to vote, your sister's brother-in-law to vote. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It'd be good to have more votes. Ooh, we're number 3 now. Okay. Okay. So, how about some listener comments? Well, actually, it's an email. It's actually tech support. I had to do tech support even here on the show. Okay. This is from Henry from Atlanta. Okay. He says here, "Hi, Nard. Just listened to Bear Podcast 340 and enjoyed it. Tell Ray I agree that Cool Cub is hot." Okay. So, yeah, Ray. He's hot. Thought you'd like to know that there's a problem with episode 345 on iTunes, and no matter how many times I click on get, it won't download, so I downloaded it from your website. Cheers, Henry in Atlanta. So thank you for the email, Henry. And I did check it out, and 345 seems to work. I think it may have been a glitch that day. So if you guys have problems, let me know. Let me show at bearpodcast.com, email me, and let us know if there's a problem with your downloads. Also available now is Bear Podcast on the Zune software, and I should thank one of our listeners who contacted us it's Buzz, actually. It's Buzz. He said that he was asking for a way to subscribe via Zune, because you know Ray, we have a lots of iTunes users, and of course there are also Zune users. If you guys know about Microsoft Zune. Yeah, there are listeners on the Microsoft side. So I'll put the links on the website for you guys to click on, so you can subscribe using the Zune Marketplace I think that's what they call it. So let me know if it works for you. Yeah, it's just gonna be a click away. And Buzz said it's working well. So thanks, Buzz, for
Is this Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah, it's Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, and we got a Christmas card.
Oh, he did? Okay. Yep.
It's a nice little Christmas card. On the front, it says, "Everybody just relax." And it's got Santa with one of these expressions on his face, and he's got a list and a pencil. And you open it up, nothing is considered naughty anymore. Merry Christmas.
Aww.
And it's from John and Kyle.
Oh, thank you, John and Kyle.
Or Master Dirty Pig Sir, I think is what John's official name is. Mm-hmm. Master Daddy Pig Sir, or Pig Daddy, something like that. I'll have to ask Carlos what he was calling him the other day, but that's his new title, I think.
I see. Okay, how about some giveaways? So we have a giveaway.
What? What are we giving away?
We have a giveaway.
My virginity?
Well, that too. It comes with it comes with a price. But no, we're giving away a Bear City DVD. It's a Bear City. It's a movie from Doug Langway, and we got one. We just got a DVD, and we're just giving it away for the holidays. So if you guys send us an email to raffle@bearpodcast.com, and we can send you. Well, only one can win. We have to do we're raffling it.
That's so right. There can only be one.
Can only be one. So send us an email with the subject, Bear City. So it can be counted in. So
have you watched it yet?
No, not yet. It's still wrapped. It's new. This is brand new.
Okay.
It's still wrapped. So we're going to give away one DVD to the right winner. So email us and give us a comment or something. Just with the subject line, Bear City, and send that email to raffle@bearpodcast.com. So we can raffle it off by probably after sometime before the year ends. So December 31st. Okay, December 31st is the last day. So after that, we'll draw the winner. Okay. All right. So Ray, wow, it's a long show right now. That was a good show.
Well, we got after the interview with Coley, we did about 20 minutes of talking after we got off the air with him. So.
Yeah, we talked about the geeky stuff and iPhone apps and stuff like that. It's really great to have Collie in the show. And thank you again, Collie. So, again, growlerapp.com. Growler without an E. App.com. So, put the links on the website. All right, thank you, everyone, for listening. If you want to send us any comments, send your email to show@bearpodcast.com. Or you can email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or redbearpodcast.com. Or even better, you can call us at 206-222-2327. And just to make it easy for you, I'll say it again, 206-222-BEAR. Call us, leave us some voicemail, comments on the show, holiday recipes, how you feeling, how your mama doing,
yep.
And we'll play it on the show.
Yeah, and it's always good to hear from you guys. Give us a gift.
That's right.
Randy's on voicemails.
All y'all that's getting updating your iPads and getting iPads too, I'll take the other one.
We'll take voicemails. And subscribe to us via iTunes or via Zoom. And follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Yeah, and if you have a chance, give us a review. Give us a review on iTunes and also on the Zoom marketplace. Okay, so one more thing. If you guys want to send us greeting cards or whatever gift you want to send, or greeting cards are also good, or holiday cards, send it to Narden Ray at the address is P.O. Box 2511, Humboldt, Texas 77347. Again, that's P.O. Box 2511, Humboldt, Texas 77347. Send us some greeting cards if you want to. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. So, Ray, what's up with you this week? Oh, yeah, Tron, right?
Tron. Oh, that's what I was in between when we stopped recording for a little bit in between the interview. I got a message from Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
And the message from Bruce said, "It was awesome."
Oh, that's it? It was awesome?
It was awesome. Okay. He was like, he said, "Me, Gary, and Al came out from seeing Love You, Philip Morris, and got picked to see Tron Legacy. It starts in 5 minutes. Hee hee."
Ah, okay. Well,
so
there
he got
go.
Lucky.
Okay, so we're looking forward to watch it this coming weekend, so that'd be great. Time to geek out.
In IMAX.
Okay, thank you everyone for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
All right.
Podcast your ass. Woof, what a bear.